It's a very good afternoon to you, my Changing Gear family, and welcome to another edition of Changing Gear with me, Father Brian. It's Friday the 10th of March, and the first Friday, actually. No, the second Friday of the month. And today we have an interesting feature, and our feature, as per custom and per tradition, is our Christian pride or our Catholic pride. And today I'm going to be profiling somebody very interesting. This is somebody who studied music at the Royal Academy of Music and at the Royal School of Church Music in London. We are told after that he later joined the staff there as the headquarters choir master. He conducted his own choral society and orchestra in addition to being a full-time teacher. And upon returning to South Africa in 1989, he was appointed as a musical teacher again, as a musical lecturer on the staff of the University of Witwatersrand, and became a senior music producer and presenter. He also became a newsreader at the SABC here in Johannesburg. So, some of you are already guessing who this person must be. And if you're listening to the news, I think that's the person we are profiling this afternoon. So if you're stuck in traffic, take it easy. And if you're preparing your supper, if you're on your way to church for your Stations of the Cross, and Colin, that's your phone. Yeah, do not touch that dial. Oh, wow. In case you've just tuned in, yes, it is Radio Veritas, 576 AM, and it is Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, and the time is exactly 18 minutes after the hour 4, and welcome to another edition of our Catholic and Christian Pride. That was the West Side edition. Am I right, Colin?
Yes, music from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein. It was actually used to cover up my ringing phone.
Yes. Oh, you actually had that phone. I'm sure we're forgiven for that. It happens to the best of us.
Thank you.
Collins, good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me on your program.
You're welcome, and it's a pleasure and a delight to have you. We've been trying to get you, and it was such a mission, eh, because we couldn't match our diaries. But anyway, right. here we are.
Yeah. Well, it's great. It's lovely to be here. I feel as if it's still early in the morning.
I was actually going to ask you, how do you feel? Because you're normally on the morning team show.
That's right. Well, I mean, Sir Peewee is sitting there at the desk pushing all the buttons. So it just feels like any other morning.
It's a very different afternoon because even Tisa is on the other side. So it's a different afternoon crew. I'm the only fossil here because Simba is away, Tato is away, and my team is away. So I'm joining you. We've just translated the morning team to the afternoon team.
That's right. It just means I have a shorter weekend.
Collins, welcome, and good to have you on the show.
Thank you. I say thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Collins, I've known you for the last year and a few months, and I've known you to be somebody who is a news reader here at Radio Veritas. Mm. You're also part of the morning show, as I just highlighted.
Yeah.
And you also have a show on a Sunday.
Sunday morning. 6 and 9.
And you call that show Martins, right?
Yeah.
And it's more like a preparation for the Sunday Masses.
It is. I do the readings from the Mass. I have a half-hour program of church music.
Mm-hmm.
And that I inherited from a dear friend of mine at the SABC.
Great.
Roger O'Hogan. Mm-hmm. It's the longest-running radio program in the country.
Wow.
And I say that without any fear of opposition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because even when we were at the SABC,
yes.
He started the program in 1949.
Gee.
And it's been going on since then.
Wow.
And every time, you know, every 6 months or so at the SABC, they decided to axe the program.
Yeah.
And every time they did so,
yeah,
they were inundated with phone calls and there were letters to the newspapers and so on.
Mm.
It's strange that something like a half-hour program of church music once a week should have such a great following.
Mm.
And there was always a public outcry. They always had to reinstate the program.
Gee. You've had that here at Radio Veritas. We reviewing our program. Do you think it's going to survive?
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. The thing is, shortly before he died, and we didn't know this at the time, Roger said to me suddenly one day, I want you to do the program. So I said, but I can't do a program like that. How do I fit into your shoes? And he said, you can. I'd like you to do it.
Great.
And so I did it, and I really love it. I love
it. Wow. So tell our listeners, who is Colin York? Where were you born?
I don't know where to begin, Father. Some time ago, Father Emil said to me, where did your Christian journey begin? And this was live on his morning program, and I said, I had to think very fast over the a question like that, and I said, it actually started as a baby in the Methodist Church. I was baptized in the Methodist Church in Cape Town. in Cape Town. I then went to an Anglican church school where at the age of 12 I was confirmed as an Anglican. And I remained an Anglican all my life until 1983, or about 1982, when I had second thoughts. And for various reasons I decided to convert to Catholicism.
Right.
And the thing that impressed me, I'd been going with a friend of mine to Mass for about 2 years. And I spoke to the parish priest and I said, I'd like to convert to Catholicism. And he said, right, keep on coming to Mass, but I'm not even going to entertain thoughts of converting you for another year. See how you feel after another year. Which was totally foreign to what I'd heard. I'd heard once the Catholics get their claws into you, they didn't let go. Anyway, I stuck it out for a year and I went back to him and I reminded him and he said, yes, I haven't forgotten. All right, you come to me for a period of 6 months for instruction.
Yes.
And then we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah.
He wouldn't commit himself, which impressed me.
Great.
He didn't just say, come to me for 6 months and then you're a Catholic.
You know?
And anyway, that's what happened in 1983. I converted to Catholicism. And ultimately, I think that's how I ended up at Radio Veritas.
But where were you born, Colin?
In Cape Town.
In Cape Town.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
And when I finished school...
Where did you go to school, actually?
I went to Bishop's in Cape Town.
Okay, Bishop's Cot.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted to go to university, but my father couldn't afford it.
Wow.
And in those days, there was nothing like fees must fall. You either paid or you didn't pay.
So there were people in your time and in your background and with your history who could not afford to go to university.
Yeah, I could. We couldn't. We couldn't. So I realized I had to work and save up if I wanted to go on and do further study. I managed, again, my life has been so blessed. I managed to get a teaching post in Bloemfontein.
Okay.
Unqualified teacher, brand new out of school. I've never been so scared in my life. But there I was teaching pupils right through to the age of 18 plus.
Okay.
Boys who were in post-matric.
Yes.
Who were older than I was. It was scary, I can tell you. Anyway, I spent 7 very happy years in Bloemfontein, by which time I thought I'd saved up enough money to go to England to study, because I wanted to specialize in church music.
Okay.
And there were no courses in this country available.
Why church music, Colin?
It's just one of my loves in my life, you know. Anyway, I managed to save up what I thought was enough money. 2 months before I went over, my father died, so I had to cope with that too. But I'd already set the wheels in motion. I couldn't then say, hang on,
I'm no longer going.
I went, and it was tough. It was tough, but I enjoyed the course.
Were you in the UK?
Yeah, in London.
In London?
Yeah,
London.
At the Royal School of Church Music.
Great, all right.
And although it was very difficult at the time, it was the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. I never forget the day I arrived. It was Saturday, the 16th of September, 1967. And I was told how to get from Heathrow Airport to the Royal School of Church Music. And I got on the train at Victoria Station. And it was one of those typical late summer, early autumn days.
Yes.
It was overcast, it was very cool, and the rain just fell out of the sky.
I know. And here you had your two little cases, I suppose.
That's right, and only a single ticket to London. I couldn't even afford a return airfare.
Oh, no.
And all I wanted to do was to catch the next plane back to South Africa.
Ooh.
But I couldn't, and it just as well I didn't.
Why not? Why couldn't you?
I couldn't afford it. I only could afford a one-way ticket. Anyway, I say it was the best thing that ever happened to me because I remained in London for about 25 years and made some wonderful friends, had some wonderful musical experiences. And
so you lived in London for about 25 years?
Yes.
And what were you doing at the time? Were you still studying music?
I studied, and then when I finished, I was then asked to join the staff at the Royal School of Church Music.
Wow.
As choir master.
Wow.
Which carried with it the rather, it sounds a grand title, I was also choir master to the Archbishop of Canterbury, which sounds great.
Really?
All it meant really was that once a year I had to provide a choir to sing a service in the chapel at Lambeth Palace.
Mm, cool.
And then we were entertained to tea by Archbishop afterwards, you know.
Wow.
So
you guys were allowed into the palace?
Oh, yes. And there are two things I remember particularly about Lambeth Palace. One was that it was Archbishop Michael Ramsay, a lovely old man, very otherworldly, rather like a Father Christmas. And, well, he looked like a Father Christmas. And the two things I remember, he felt the cold very badly.
Mm.
So the heating in the palace was stepped up.
Okay.
It was hot.
Mm.
If you think it's hot in this country, it was blazing hot in the palace.
Gee.
That's the one thing I remember.
Mm.
The other thing was that in the sitting room where we had tea,
yeah,
I had my choir boys with me.
Mm.
And there was a big bowl on top of the grand piano.
Yes.
With rose petals.
Yes.
And one of the choir boys thought it was something to eat. So he stuck his hand into the bowl and shoved these rose petals. He said to me through these rose petals, "What do I do with this? I can't swallow it." I said, "You bloody will swallow it." Yeah, those are the two things I remember about that. And I enjoyed that very much.
Wow. It's 29 minutes after the hour 4. Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you're at. And it is Changing Gear with me, Father Brian. And this afternoon on our Catholic Pride feature, I am featuring our very own Colin York, who is a newsreader here at Radio Veritas. He's got a program of his own on Sunday, and he's a music lover, and he is our Catholic Pride. We're celebrating, and we're going to be getting up close and personal. In case you just tuned in, do not touch that.